is rock and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jumpin' and it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh,
Big Leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big Leg Joe, he threw his crutch away.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the November 13th, 2003 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. And as I told you last week, and actually for a few weeks, special show tonight because we have a very, very special guest. 3,000 miles she walked, flew to get here tonight from British Columbia. Welcome again to the Big Beat Show, Karen Efron.
Hi, Lou. It's really a pleasure to be back with you, and we're going to be doing all female groups tonight.
That's a surprise. No, I'm really glad, it's always, I play female groups regularly, but it's always nice when you come on, not that you would do this all the time, but to have it all female group shows. I know the listeners really enjoy this, as they did the last show.
Thank you.
Yeah, and what do we open up tonight's show with?
We started with Lillian Brooks, backed by the Moroccos. She boodledy, boodledy, King 4934 from 1956, a real rocker.
Yes, it is, and that's the real Moroccos from Chicago's Moroccos, with Sally McElroy. That's the whole group backing her up, and a great way to start the show.
Yep.
And I know you have a few more, too, right?
Yes, we got a few more here just waiting. And we're going to now hear from Vicki Lee and a group on the drum label, Drum 018, from 1959. It's called With All My Heart.
Trying
Karen, you just played one of my all-time favorite girl group records. I really like that.
Well, I know that, and I'm dedicating that to you, Lou, because
you
asked me to bring it.
Yeah.
So that's a favorite of mine, too, and I think you and I got it from the same place, from Val Shively's R&B.
Yeah.
Why Do You Hurt Me, Darling, Savoy 1561 from 1960, and I want to say hello to a bunch of people in the New York area, Gordon Skadberg and Frank Gengaro, who do that great show on Hofstra every Sunday afternoon. Want to say hello to John Clementi, one of the pioneers in female group music, for sure. Frank Cassie, Jimmy Amato, Joanne McGuire, and the number one network in our hobby, Joel Schwartz.
Yeah, Tape Central, I call him.
That's right.
Tape Central.
Ahead of the Gay Charmers, we had Vicki Lee and Group with All My Heart on the drum label from 59. We started out with Lillian Brooks and the Moroccos, She Boodledy Boodledy on King from 56.
Yeah, and the second one was Vicki Lee and an unnamed group. That's for a Connecticut label, right?
Isn't yes.
Drum,
mm-hmm.
drum label, 1959.
Yep.
And the Gay Charmers were a Philadelphia group, I think.
No.
They're not. Tell me, do you know what do you know about? They recorded for Grand.
I don't know where they are, but I don't believe they're from Philadelphia.
Okay, but they recorded for Grand first, I
That's
believe.
Right.
And then the records.
Okay, right.
I always assume that. That's always a false, bad thing to do is when you assume something like that.
Well, you never know. We're always discovering new things, but I've never heard that they are, but it'd be interesting to find out. We may find out someday.
Yeah. Now, this next record that you brought is very interesting to me because, well, I'll let you tell about it. Go ahead.
Well, this is maybe a one-of-a-kind only records that I got from Val Shively. He doesn't know anything about it. I've labeled it as the Newark Mystery Record. It's by an artist called Judy McDonald, backed by the Mellowettes, called Thanks to You on the VRC label. Don't know what year, but here it is.
VRC. I'm from Essex County, Newark. I was born in Newark. I never saw this label before in my life, and I really pay attention to Newark labels. So this is a first time for me, too. Julie McDonald.
Judy.
And the Judy McDonald, yeah, and the Mellowettes with Thanks to You.
Where there used
There's another very interesting record that I have never heard before. I've never even seen that label before. What? Tell us about that one, please.
Well, that's a very interesting rendition of April in Paris by a group called the Magnolias on the Mastercraft label, Mastercraft 100. Don't have a year for that, but Sax Carey is given credit on the label, so we speculate that the Magnolias may be from Detroit, but of course we don't know for sure. Ahead of that, Kathy Ryan and the Admirals. It's a sad, sad feeling. King 4792, backed by Lucky Millinder's Orchestra from 1955. And we started the set with that very unusual record by Judy McDonald and the Mellowettes from an unknown Newark label.
Yeah, it's a VRC, and it says in type Vernell Record Company. Vernell, so whoever that was. Had a record company in Newark at some time. We think probably mid-60s, huh?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It does sound like that.
Something like that.
And April in Paris on the Mastercraft label. We don't even know of any other record on that label, right?
Nope. Don't know anything
and
about
Val
it.
And Val said he didn't either, right?
No.
Yeah,
no
well,
information.
That's probably it, then. Is Val going to get a copy of this tape? I want to say
he
hi to
He certainly
them.
Will,
oh,
yes.
Oh, good. Hi,
yep.
Val. Hi, Patty.
Yep.
And California's set.
This is special dedication to my sister, Elaine Wade, who's one of the authorities on California music. And we're starting out with Ethie Smith and the Squires. You Ought to Be Ashamed of Yourself, Vita 117 from 55.
You're listening to the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick, New Jersey. My name is Lou Rollo, and special guest tonight, Karen Efron.
Be nervous, don't be rocky, you're our guest, the jockey now.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, boy, the way you played with my heart.
Shame on you, boy.
Ashamed of yourself, boy, you played with my heart.
Shame on you, boy.
Should have known you were fooling.
to be ashamed of yourself.
Shame on you.
You must be losing your mind.
If you're not satisfied with the things that I do, don't let someone else tell me. I'd rather hear it from you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that record is fine all the way through, but that opening really grabs you. I mean, if I was like in another room someplace and that came on, I go, whoa, wait, stop whatever you're doing, and your entire attention goes to that. That's a really nice record.
Good way to start it. That's on the Round label. We assume this to be from California, but we don't know 100%, and I also don't know your question as to whether this group of Velvets is related to any other Velvets, but that's the name of the group. It's called I'd Like to Know, and I think it's from 61, but not 100% sure. Want to send that out to Manuel Jimenez, who's the vice president of the Southern Cal Doo-Wop Society, and all their good work out there to promote the sounds on the West Coast.
I am a member of that organization.
Good, too.
Have
me
been
too.
For many years.
Good, good. Ahead of that, the Gay Notes, Hear My Plea, post 2006 from 1955. We started out the set with Ethie Smith and the Squires, You Ought to Be Ashamed of Yourself, on the Vita label from 55. And yes, if we have time, we will play the other side of that.
Yeah, I hope we do have time, because I love the other side of that Ethie Smith and the Squires record, too. But before we go on, I have just one announcement, then we're going to talk to Karen a little bit more. The next meeting of the Story Untold Music Alliance is tomorrow night. As always, the second Friday of each month at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Route 35 North in Keyport, New Jersey. If you have any questions, I didn't bring the phone numbers. Well, I do have I'll give them to you later. How's that? The phone numbers for the call. Or you can email me. Matter of fact, anybody out there listening to this show, be it live or on tape or on the internet, if you want to comment about this or any of the other shows that I do, that we do here at WRSU, you can reach me at BigBeat2001@AOL, BigBeat2001@AOL, or you could write me at Post Office Box 203 in Port Monmouth, New Jersey. Not Fort, but Port Monmouth, New Jersey, 07758. And we have a lot more records to play, but Karen, your listeners know, she really did come a long way, and when you kind of couple or put together different radio shows to do when you make these treks, and tell us about where else people can hear you in the near future.
Well, I'll be going down to Philadelphia this Saturday night, and I'll be doing a salute to the great labels of Cincinnati. This is the second special to King Federal and Deluxe with Tony Cardone on WRDV in Philly, Saturday night at 6, in case some of your listeners can pick up that station. And we'll also be doing a live interview with Jimmy Guilford, the lead of the Four Sounds, who record for Federal.
And so you'll have a telephone hookup with him, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
he's out in Indianapolis.
Yeah. So, and then you're heading back home.
And then I'm going back home until the next time.
Yeah, okay. And between up until that time, we've got some more records to play. So let's see, we have Indiana set, and this is kind of unusual. Not many people do Indiana record sets.
No, so. I've just completed two all Indiana group specials.
You mean entire shows, don't
entire
you?
Entire shows, yeah. And I don't think anybody else has done that. And so we're going to have a set of Indiana females, starting out with Lois Blaine, a very talented lady, and you know this record too. And I'm sad to report that back in April she passed away out in Indianapolis. She's back by the Four Sounds. I'll give you the membership on that when we wrap up the set. It's on the Open G label from 1963, and it's called I Need You So.
I need you so. I need you.
Ruth McFadden, and you're listening to The Big Beat Show.
Restless days.
There's a record that, as we were saying off mic, I know that record, but I don't have that record. So thanks for bringing it, and thanks for playing it on the Big Beat Show.
I'm glad you liked it. Yeah. That is a trio called the Opals from East Chicago, Indiana. And that is Rose Addison on the lead. Other members are Myra Tillison, and the third member is Tootsie, but I don't have a last name for her. Restless Days, okay, 7224 from 1964. Ahead of that, we had the Hampton Sisters, and I know that's a favorite of yours,
yeah.
But you don't often hear this up-tempo side. Hey Little Boy, Savoy 1125 from 1954. Now I want to give you the group membership because I don't think too many people know who's in this group. Electra on the lead, Electra Hampton, and her sisters were Dawn, Virtue, and Carmelita. They recorded the King Record Studios. They were born into a musical family with Duke Hampton, their father, who had a swing band, and four brothers, and they are from Indianapolis. And I want to thank Larry Goshen, who wrote Let the Good Times Roll, which is really an anthology on Indiana music. Also want to say a special hello to Dave Williams out in Indiana, who's writing a book on Indianapolis groups. And I just got an email from him last week, and he says that there's going to be a CD with some material from the Hampton Sisters.
Well, I hope he sends the Big Beat Show a copy of that stuff, and I'll be happy to play that and promote it, you know, and talk about the book, as I do occasionally, you know, with books and periodicals on the show.
Very good. Okay, we will send that information along. And we started out the set with Lois Blaine and the Four Sounds, and the Four Sounds were backing her. Jimmy Guilford, William Harris, Mickey Earthman, and Kenneth E. Moore with I Need You So on the Open G label from 63, our Indiana set.
Yeah, and we're moving around the country, and from Indiana we're headed north.
Yes, that's right. A little north and a little west.
A little
to
west
Chicago.
And I took geography in school, you know.
Okay. And we want to send this out to our dear friend, Bob Miner from Chicago, a collector extraordinaire out there who's done a lot of shows, especially in Boston with Chris DiMasios. And he's also been a special fan, as I'm sure you know, of female groups over the years. He gave us a call a little bit ago.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Glad to hear from him. Also want to say hi to Steve Batnich out of the Record Dugout, one of our great sources of Chicago music, and also Richard Murray out there in the Windy City, starting out the Chicago set with the Duchesses on Chief from 1960, and it's called Why.
Just as a matter of interest to all you people in Chicago, I'm going to be headed out that way next weekend to visit family, but I'm not going to do any record shopping. Let's hear the Duchesses on Chief, 1960.
That's right.
This is called Why.
Yeah.
Before you tell us what we just heard, I want to give the phone numbers for the Story Untold Music Alliance, actually phone number, for more information and directions. Call Dottie at 732-370-1861. 732-370-1861. Or email Barbara at hellonwheels67@AOL. And if you're coming from Staten Island and driving, it's exit 117 on the parkway. Okay, go ahead.
All right, and we ended that Chicago set with Yvonne Gomez, backed by a Chicago group, The Crystals, and that was called Ease the Pain on the Hawaii label, Hawaii 127 from 1966, but sounds a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
And that record was written by Norman Palm, and Norman sang with the Pastels and with a revived El Dorados group, and just a beautiful song. And the El Dorados recorded that in the 80s, but I haven't been able to acquire a copy of that. And I want to thank Norman for talking to me the other night on the phone. I had a very enjoyable conversation about the group The Crystals that backed her, and she is still living in the Chicago area. She's not singing commercially or professionally, but she sings in the church choir, and he hasn't seen her for several years, but she is still there.
That's good to know that.
Yes, and ahead of that, we had Roberta and an unlisted group. Got that from Bob Miner, and it's called I'll Try, Lucy, 103. Not sure of a year on that, and we started out the set with the Duchess's Why, Chiefs 7019 from 1960.
I think we better quickly get into the last set, Southern Set.
Okay, this is going out to some folks in Vancouver, Louise Avery and Jennifer Larson. It's Nellie Rutherford, Turn Me On, Hickory 1172 from 1960.
starry sky will throw a lancing so divine. This happiness is all because you're mine.
Because you're mine.
Okay, that's the Stardusters, Because You're Mine, on the Jim Sim label from the year not unknown, but it's Jim Sim 119 ahead of that. Nellie Rutherford, Turn Me On, Hickory 1172 from 1960, 203 Records from the Southern Set. Special dedication to Jim Bouquet down at WRDV. We'll be doing a South Group special again next year. Want to also say hello to Fred Rice. We'll be doing Detroit Group's number 11 next year and dedicate that Magnolia Records to him, which I neglected to do. And I guess we've about run out of time, huh, Lou?
Yeah, we have. We got to say goodnight. I want to thank you so much again, Karen, for being here. Why don't you tell us what the last record is, and then I'll say goodnight.
Okay, it's the Six Trumpets. This is the gospel record of the week on the Nashboro label, and it's called My Jesus, He's Pleased.
I'll be back next week, regular listeners, and may harmony be with you until next week, and good night.
Oh, I remember me.